Hi, everybody. How you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 67, I think it is, of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Welcome back. It's a beautiful day here in Northern Virginia. And this one I want to talk about. Basically, I'm going to call this one civilizational suicide. Because, you know, suicide of the West has already been taken. So I figured I'll just call this civilizational suicide, which is what we're doing, which is what we are committing. America, the West, Europe, we're killing ourselves. We're literally destroying our own civilization. And we're turning our backs on civilization itself. We're turning our backs on all of the things that make civilization work. And one of the basic things that we've turned our backs on is the biggest, most important thing is what, and I talked about this in episode 2, I think it was episode 2, about the 4th of July and about the central theme of America, the founding of America, the idea of limiting central authority, limiting the power of government, having a skepticism of the people in charge, limiting their powers, making sure that they can't have unlimited power over you. We have turned our backs on that. At least 50% of America has. The blue half, the Democrats, they've completely turned their backs on this idea that we should have any skepticism of the people in charge. No, they know what they're doing. They're smart. They're wise. They're good. They know what they're doing. We need to listen to them and do whatever they tell us. You know, this has led us to, and you know, it's been both parties, but I think right now in 2022, it's come to a head, and we've turned our backs losing our skepticism of government has led to so many problems. And one of those problems is sound money. We have turned our backs on sound money. This was a lesson learned through thousands of years of human history. But in the early 1900s, everybody just said, you know, we're mid-1900s. Everybody just said, nah, we don't have to do that anymore. We can just make up our own money. Print it up, doesn't matter, and look where we are. We've got massive inflation, and it's all because of the money printing, and it's because we have abandoned sound money. And this was, people say, oh, you believe in that gold and in a rock in the ground. Oh, it's a barbarous relic. The way I think that's what Keynes called it, a barbarous relic of an ancient bygone time, gold, the gold standard. You know, it's not an ancient, the idea of limiting the power of the government to create endless amounts of money, that's an age-old idea. It's a hard-learned lesson, and we turned our backs on it. You know, we've turned our backs on the idea of work. I mean, literally, we've just turned our backs on work. Democrats don't believe in work anymore. They don't believe that people should work. They think work is exploitation. Oh, if you work, you want to work, you're just greedy. You just want to earn money. You're just greedy. Look what they did during COVID. They just shut everything down. They thought, yeah, we can shut everything down because the economy is just people working and making money because they're just greedy and selfish. They don't understand that work is production of stuff, goods, and services. They don't get that. They're stupid, and they're incredibly dangerous, Democrats. But they've turned their backs on the idea of production. They've turned their backs on the people who are in charge of production. You know, the entrepreneurs, they want to tax them. If you're a business, they hate you. They hate you. They you are the enemy, even though you are the one making stuff. You're in charge of the production. You are the one guiding a process, a structure of production, creating goods and services. But they don't care. They've completely turned their backs on the idea that production is good. They think that production is just, they don't even know what that is. They just think production is greedy people working and trying to make money. They've turned their backs on, they've turned their backs on heterosexuality itself. You know, if you are a heterosexual, you are at the absolute bottom of their totem pole of intersectionality. You should have the least rights of anybody in society. They've literally turned their backs on the process by which we breed, and they want to punish it and lift up the people who don't breed. And I mean, it's almost laughable, right, when you think about it. Think about it, and it goes. It's even worse than that. Look at climate change. Look at they've turned their backs on fossil fuels, on affordable energy. They've turned their backs on that. Fossil fuels is the energy that fuels our civilization. Everything we have over the past 200 years is because of fossil fuels, and they've turned their backs on it. They've just completely turned their backs on it, and they've gone even further than that. They basically have deemed now, they've deemed CO2 is a pollutant. CO2 is the gas that you exhale when you breathe. But they've determined, oh no, that's a pollutant. Has to be controlled. So your exhalation, the act of breathing, they've literally turned their backs on your breath, on your act of being alive and breathing. It's shocking how far these people have gone. These Democrats have gone. They've gone insane. And you know, look at law and order. They've turned their backs on law and order. The basic function of government, law and order, property rights. They've turned their backs on property rights. You can steal. They've literally made it legal to steal in some places. They've literally turn their back on prosecuting people who burn down stores, if it's in the George Floyd riots, or any left-wing riots. They don't care about property rights. You own that store, they don't care. They don't care. And that's the fundamental, that's the foundation of civilization. You know, this is my stuff. Don't take my stuff, don't destroy my stuff, and I'll do the same to you, and then we will peacefully coexist, we'll peacefully exchange with each other. But the Democrats have abandoned that idea of peaceful coexistence, and they think that now if your political views are correct, you can just burn down whatever you want with impunity. You can destroy any property you want. And they've turned their backs on everything that moves humanity forward. This has created this demographic problem that we have, where people aren't having children. Look at Europe. Look at Sweden. A place like Sweden has been engulfed in riots over the last, there've been riots in Sweden all the time, basically, for the last several years. But Europe is a great example of this, of people aren't having kids in Europe. Just like America, our birth rate is dropping because our government is so big, it sucks up so many resources, that it's harder and harder and harder for us, for young people, to graduate high school, get a job, or go to college, and then get married and have kids, buy a house, have kids. It's harder and harder and harder for that to happen. Young people today probably will never buy a house. They'll never be able to afford a house. And part of that is because of inflation, because of our government has has devalued our money. You know, our government has made it so hard to earn a living, to find a job. They've pushed up the price level of everything. And so, look, what are they doing in Europe? They're importing all these people. So basically what they have in Europe is Europe is a welfare state. And just like America, America's a welfare state too. We have so many people living off of the government. And I talked about this in my episode called Unsustainable. But in Europe, it's very stark. It's very clear that they've got, you know, 50 years ago, you had maybe a retiree, and then you had, you know, 9 or 10 workers paying taxes, and that tax money supported that retiree. But now you're getting to the point where you only have 2 or 3 workers paying in to support each retiree. And once that formula hits one on one or goes below one, where you got all these retired people, because nobody's having kids, so nobody's, you know, and all these people who are working, a lot of them work for the government. Half of them, in many European countries, half of the people working work for the government. So they're net tax consumers. They're not actually paying any taxes. They get all their money from taxes. So you've got this smaller and smaller and smaller group of people who are actually paying taxes in the private sector, paying taxes. And then you've got more and more people in the government living off of those taxes, and more people retired living off of those taxes. It's totally unsustainable. And so what they're trying to do is import all of these immigrants from North Africa and the Middle East to try to get them. Oh, well, they'll be taxpayers. We need more young people, more young Middle Easterners and North African kids to come into Sweden or whatever country it is, and work and pay taxes. But of course, a lot of these people, they don't speak English, or they don't speak the native language. Because the government of these countries is such a welfare state, a lot of them just come, they don't work at all. They just get on welfare. You know, or they just can't find a job because it's so restrictive, you know, who you can hire and who you can fire. You know, in a lot of European countries, it's hard to even fire somebody. You can hire somebody, but then if you want to fire them because they're not doing a good job, you have to literally go to the government and ask permission. Fill out the paperwork, wait 6 months, and maybe they'll give you permission to fire that worker. So a lot of people just don't even hire workers. You know, so you're not going to hire a worker unless you're absolutely certain that this is going to be a good idea. This worker is going to work out. And so you end up, it's basically just a downward spiral of unsustainability, of more and more and more people living off of a shrinking tax base. And that's what's happening to America. That's what's happening to the entire West. Because we have turned our backs on what works. You know, here's what works: a small government. People, independent people who are on their own for the most part. If you fall on hard times and you need some help, okay, maybe we can help you. But for the most part, you need to be on your own. You need to take care of yourself. And we need to control the amount of immigration that comes in. You can't just import millions, literally millions of people. What the Democrats are doing now is importing millions of people into America and they have no plan for what these people, are they going to work? It's going to be hard for them to find jobs because they're illegal immigrants. So they're going to be poor. They're going to be on welfare, and they are going to be a burden on the shrinking number of people who are actually paying taxes. And as America gets older, you know, the newer younger generations aren't having kids at the same rate that the older generations did. We're going to have more and more and more old people. If the Democrats are in charge, the government will get bigger and bigger and bigger. The government has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And look, the Republicans have made the military bigger and bigger and bigger, which is, I think, a big mistake. But for the most part, the Democrats are the ones who have completely turned their backs on everything that all of the lessons of human civilization, all of the things that made human civilization work and prosperous and move forward. And if we don't stop this, we are literally killing our own civilization. We're on the brink of destroying civilization itself. And I think we've all read the history books. We know what happens when civilizations collapse. It's bloody, it's ugly, a lot of suffering, a lot of death, a lot of violence. And that's what America is heading toward if we don't stop the Democrats. You know, but I think also we have to, as Republicans, we have to understand all of this stuff, and we have to be able to make these arguments. We have to be able to articulate this stuff and tell the voters, this is what's at stake here. Literally, civilization itself is at stake here. Look at these places where the Democrats are in total control, and think of those places like California, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Baltimore. Think of those places as little civilizations, and look at how they have crumbled. They are falling apart, and that's going to be our entire country if we don't stop all this insanity. So that's my view on civilization, how to save civilization. I really believe that. This is a civilizational struggle we're in. I mean, this is not anything to be taken lightly. This is literally the survival of civilization. And it's not just Western civilization, it's a functional civilization of people respecting each other's property rights, respecting each other's personal rights, exchanging with each other with a limited parasitic, you know, you have to limit the parasites in government. Government is a parasite, and it is necessary for some things, but all that other stuff it does is just parasitic. It just sucks away resources and makes it harder and harder for us to live, to earn a living, and to have kids, and to buy houses, and to be productive. And so we've got more and more people who are not productive. And that means less production. And I think that we're in a downward spiral right now. And this is going to get ugly if we don't reverse course quickly. So, all right, that's it. That's episode 67. If you like this podcast, give me some good ratings. Share it with all your friends and family, and your friends and enemies, and everybody else that you can think of. And I'll see you on the next one. All right, 68. See ya.